Well, there's been a recent string of robberies that has hit dispensaries in southern Michigan, including exclusive brand locations in Kalamazoo and Lowell, and an attempted break-in at one in Grand Rapids. And the owners of these dispensaries are concerned about what happens to the products that were stolen out of these locations. We're joined by Narmeen Jarus, who is Chief Development Officer of Exclusive Brands here on WKZO this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about these robberies. What did the perpetrators get?
Well, unfortunately, the perpetrators got a good amount of stuff from our locations. And, you know, it's so unfortunate because we work so hard to ensure the safety of our, you know, our facilities and our employees, but also the products in those facilities. And when they steal those products, we just have to assume in that quantity that they're stealing them to sell them. And that leads to a very scary process because we don't know what happens to those products once they leave our facility.
Now, no one was hurt, as I understand, during these particular incidents, but obviously the loss of product itself is concerning. But as you mentioned, what happens to the products that are stolen? And once they get out in the community, what are the possible dangers involved here?
Yes, thankfully, nobody was hurt. That was our number one priority. Everyone involved, everyone that works for us was safe. It happened before we opened. But, you know, the products that were stolen were mainly disposable vape carts and flour. And what we assume is those are products that are often sold on the black market to, you know, teenagers. That's how teenagers get their hands on products that have originated in a dispensary in a licensed facility. And that's so scary to us because, of course, we go out of our way to minimize the exposure to teens and children. And because this is a product for adults, these are products for adults. Our facilities are only made for adults. And we also go out of our way to ensure the safety of those products. Our products undergo a lot of testing. But we don't know what happens to them when they leave. And, you know, we see a lot of complaints from, you know, people are worried about their kids getting access to these products. That's the way they get access to them is, you know, these robbers selling them to children because who else can't, you know, buy them from a licensed facility? Product prices are at an all-time low in Michigan. And so products are extremely affordable. And so the only people that would really be priced out or be unable to purchase those products legally and from a licensed dispensary are teens and kids.
Has any progress been made in finding the perpetrators of these robberies?
Yeah, I think just, you know, yesterday, actually, there was a Michigan State Police chase with a group of robbers with the same exact description. They were driving a stolen car. I believe there was about five of them. And they led the Michigan State Police on a whole chase. They hit another car. Thankfully, I believe no one was injured. But we believe they have since been apprehended. And, you know, we're just so grateful for all those involved in catching them. And we hope that, you know, the security measures that a lot of dispensaries have taken and the increased awareness from the law enforcement officials involved will help prevent things like this from happening in the future.
Our guest was Narmeen Jarus. Narmeen is Chief Development Officer of Exclusive Brands, their Kalamazoo location and a couple others in West Michigan. The target of robberies and the products that were stolen, they fear are out in the community with the perpetrators perhaps looking to sell those to kids. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Kalamazoo Mornings with Ken Lanphier on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.